Nanotechnology changes things at the molecular level to build structures, tools, or products. It sounds futuristic, but it's happening now, creating microscopic substances that can enter the body through our skin, the air we breathe, and the food we eat.
People need to know that nanofoods exist, that there's a whole new emerging technology that's now going to be applied to products in almost every industry, but when they're applied to food, that's something that people should be aware of because that's one that's going to end up in their body somehow.
Michael Passoff is the lead author of a report issued by the San Francisco nonprofit As You Sow, which poses the question, is nanotechnology in food a risk to public health? Right now, he says, there is simply no way to tell.
There's very little testing going on for safety. What's happened is the technology is there to go for a specific trait, for more improved flavoring or a nutritional supplement. But the safety testing is secondary, and the testing for environmental impacts is even further down the road. That testing is what we're asking companies to ask their suppliers. Do you know this product is safe? What type of testing has been done? These are the questions we've laid out for companies to ask.
And he adds, nanotechnology is already on the way toward becoming pervasive throughout the food industry.
Some of its flavoring, some of its nutritional supplements, some of its coloring, texture. And also there's many applications that are looking for it for packaging, whether to extend shelf life, to protect it from spoiling. They're also looking for applications in agriculture.
Passoff's 10-page report, titled Sourcing Framework for Food and Food Packaging Products Containing Nanomaterials, outlines a series of questions for food processors, retailers, and restaurants to use in determining if nanomaterials are being used in the things they sell.
We keep hearing reports that it is happening, but it's been almost impossible to find out what products it's in. I started to call up some of the major food industry companies, like McDonald's and Pepsi and Kraft, and ask them, are they using it? And some companies didn't even know. A company should know if it's using nanofood in its products and packaging.
Because the Federal Food and Drug Administration is both slow to act and under political fire, and because voluntary reporting from manufacturers has not been effective in other areas, Passoff says they are appealing to the sellers of food products to make the necessary inquiries on behalf of their customers. He's hoping that the ongoing furor over the inclusion of genetically modified ingredients, as shown by Proposition 37 this fall, will prove instructive.
It's the same type of issue in that there is no formal regulation from the government, but in this case, there's even a much bigger difference between nanoproducts and conventional-sized products than there is between genetically engineered products and non-GMOs. The lesson here for the food industry is that there is such backlash over GMOs. Do they want that again on nanotech? Many companies are much more willing to take a precautionary approach.
And he adds, it's not an adversarial issue. In fact, the newly published framework was developed with input from some of the biggest food companies in the country, including Pepsi, McDonald's, Whole Foods, Kraft, and others. There are likely some significant benefits to be derived from these emerging new technologies, Passoff says, but he believes consumers should be informed and allowed to decide for themselves whether or not such things should be allowed into their bodies. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.